Read the questions.
What is the origin of the first musical instrument? More than 2 million years ago, ancient humans used sharp rocks to cut like a knife. But when two rocks hit together, they can make a nice sound. So maybe rocks were the first percussion instruments. Over time, ancient humans made other instruments too. There are many places in the world where music is an important part of the culture. Buskers, musicians who play music on the street for money, have been around for a long time. Every year, there are many busker festivals and competitions around the world. In New York City, USA, only a few hundred buskers can play in the subway. So every year, thousands of musicians audition in the Music Under New York competition to become one of the lucky few. Music is a big part of Indian Bollywood movies. Audiences go to hear the music as much as to watch the movie. Most of the actors in a Bollywood movie don't sing. They lip sync while they dance. Later, playback singers sing the songs. The playback singers are as famous as the actors. People love music, but what about animals? Can animals make music? Humans sometimes write music to sound like animals or nature, but some scientists say that animals compose songs too. For example, birds don't only sing, some of them play the drums. Woodpeckers use their long, thin beaks against a tree to make quick, loud, rhythmic noises. Birds are not the only animals that sing. Mice sing to communicate with their brothers and sisters. However, they have a love song when they want to attract a mate. Many animals sing, but only the orangutans of Borneo make a musical instrument. They take the leaves off a tree, put them over their mouth, and make a kissing sound. The orangutans use this special sound to tell other orangutans that there is danger. Music can make us feel many different emotions. In one scientific study, different people listened to different kinds of music while scientists looked at what happened to the listener's body. When a person liked a song, the heartbeat was faster and the body became warmer. With this study, scientists learned that music can make us feel good. What happens when our lives are difficult? Deaf people can enjoy music too. Ludwig von Beethoven, for example, began to lose his hearing around age 30 and was completely deaf by his late 40s. When Beethoven's Ninth Symphony was played for the first time, he was so deaf that he could not hear the audience's loud applause. Someone turned Beethoven around so that he could see the audience. When he saw the people applauding, he cried. For some people, music has always been a very important part of their lives. Derek Parravicini is a famous musical prodigy. When he was 2 years old, he started to play the piano. He can play any song after he hears it just one time. In fact, people call him the human iPod. Yo-Yo Ma, another child prodigy, started playing the cello when he was 4. When he was 7 years old, he performed for U.S. President John F. Kennedy. Today, he is one of the most famous musicians in the world.
Now, listen again.
What is the origin of the first musical instrument? More than 2 million years ago, ancient humans used sharp rocks to cut like a knife. But when two rocks hit together, they can make a nice sound. So maybe rocks were the first percussion instruments. Over time, ancient humans made other instruments too. There are many places in the world where music is an important part of the culture. Buskers, musicians who play music on the street for money, have been around for a long time. Every year, there are many busker festivals and competitions around the world. In New York City, USA, only a few hundred buskers can play in the subway. So every year, thousands of musicians audition in the Music Under New York competition to become one of the lucky few. Music is a big part of Indian Bollywood movies. Audiences go to hear the music as much as to watch the movie. Most of the actors in a Bollywood movie don't sing. They lip-sync while they dance. Later, playback singers sing the songs. The playback singers are as famous as the actors. People love music, but what about animals? Can animals make music? Humans sometimes write music to sound like animals or nature, but some scientists say that animals compose songs too. For example, birds don't only sing, some of them play the drums. Woodpeckers use their long, thin beaks against a tree to make quick, loud, rhythmic noises. Birds are not the only animals that sing. Mice sing to communicate with their brothers and sisters. However, they have a love song when they want to attract a mate. Many animals sing, but only the orangutans of Borneo make a musical instrument. They take the leaves off a tree, put them over their mouth, and make a kissing sound. The orangutans use this special sound to tell other orangutans that there is danger. Music can make us feel many different emotions. In one scientific study, different people listened to different kinds of music while scientists looked at what happened to the listener's body. When a person liked a song, the heartbeat was faster and the body became warmer. With this study, scientists learned that music can make us feel good. What happens when our lives are difficult? Deaf people can enjoy music too. Ludwig von Beethoven, for example, began to lose his hearing around age 30 and was completely deaf by his late 40s. When Beethoven's Ninth Symphony was played for the first time, he was so deaf that he could not hear the audience's loud applause. Someone turned Beethoven around so that he could see the audience. When he saw the people applauding, he cried. For some people, music has always been a very important part of their lives. Derek Parravicini is a famous musical prodigy. When he was 2 years old, he started to play the piano. He can play any song after he hears it just one time. In fact, people call him the human iPod. Yo-Yo Ma, another child prodigy, started playing the cello when he was 4. When he was 7 years old, he performed for U.S. President John F. Kennedy. Today, he is one of the most famous musicians in the world.
That is the end of part 3.